Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's it for sure. Hey, listen, a little bit of a management issue, management problem going on here in the greater Pittsburgh area. Our friends with PassNap are having to correct some of, some of management's ill-advised things. To help us talk about that, we've got Angelique Richards, who's a respiratory therapist and a member of PassNap. Angelique, welcome to Union Edge.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. First of all, tell us, what is PassNap?
PassNap is a healthcare union to help with healthcare workers, nurses, and techs within the hospital.
Fantastic. I was thinking it was like past my nap time, but that's another story.
My nap time, too.
Yeah. So PassNap is, in fact, a union, and it's a well-respected union here in the greater Pittsburgh area. A lot of healthcare people, and we appreciate what you guys do. In fact, I got to tell you, as a middle-aged male, you know, I like the idea that there's unionized hospitals out there because it does a wonderful thing for staffing ratios when it comes to patients. And I know that I have a 5% better chance of survival in a unionized hospital than a non-union hospital. So you ladies keep up the great – ladies and guys keep up the great work. But, Angelique, you guys are out on the street. You've got a rally. You got a bunch of people out in front of the hospital. What's going on?
Well, we've had people stop by, slow down, pick up some of our information. We've had a lot of community come in, honk their horns. We've even had some people as much as drive into the hospital and turn right back around and come back out.
Well, there you go. Now, which hospital are you at right now?
We're at the Armstrong County Memorial Hospital in Katanning.
Okay. Now, you guys wouldn't be out there if it wasn't important. You guys are like teachers. Teachers want to teach kids, and medical professionals want to take care of patients.
Absolutely.
So why are you out there? Why is it so important that you're out there talking to the public?
ACMH pretty much forced us out on strike. They refused to bargain in good faith. They refused to discuss staffing issues. We've been bringing staffing up to them since day one, and we haven't gone anywhere on it. They refused to talk to us about it.
Now, wait a second. When you say staffing issues, what kind of staffing issues are we talking about here?
We're talking about not enough staff to take care of the patients, sir.
Wasn't that what we were just talking about earlier? I mean, isn't this exactly what we're talking about, that if you don't have enough people on duty to take care of the patients?
Absolutely. They're not getting the care that they need. Their tests are delayed. Their treatments are delayed. And in some situations, it can create a dangerous situation. You know, I'm a respiratory therapist. If you can't breathe, I breathe for you. I shouldn't have to choose which patient gets my help that day. I should be able to take care of every single patient that needs my help.
Or they should have somebody else out there with the same dedication to the job doing the same thing you're doing for, you know, for me.
Absolutely.
Do they not get that?
I wonder.
I wonder, too. Now, let me ask you this. Is their philosophy, and this is why this is a management problem, it's not a union problem, it's a management problem, because the union doesn't hire people and doesn't put people on and assign people. This is a management problem. They don't have enough people. They haven't assigned people. Is this medicine on the cheap?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We were actually told across the table that we're not making the money because we're not being reimbursed like we used to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't care about your bottom line. I care about the patients that are in that hospital. I figure out another way. If we're going to keep bringing in these patients and taking care of them, we need enough people to take care of them, regardless of the cost.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, you know, because God forbid, you know, one day I may be one of those patients. And you know, for all of our friends out there in the listening area, God forbid one day you may be a patient at this or another hospital. And, you know, at the end of the day, Angelique, you know, you go running around like a mad woman with a bottle of oxygen under one arm and all the other equipment you need under another, chasing down patients to, you know, get it done, you know, day in, day out. That's pretty taxing on you, isn't it?
It is. It's really turned into a quantity versus quality. You know, I need to take the time to assess my patients, to learn about my patients, to figure out what their needs and the best ways that I can help them. And right now, without enough staffing, I'm running in. I'm like, here's your breathing treatment. I'll be back in a minute. And I don't have time to care for the patients the way that I would want to be cared for. I would want my father to be cared for.
Yeah, there you go. Why aren't we taking better care of dads and moms and sisters and brothers and nephews and nieces and children? You know, and if it's a matter of bottom line dollars and cents, isn't that taking us back to the wrong place when it comes to health care in this country?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what is the public saying to you when you have these conversations with them out on the street? Are they coming in and are they supporting you? Are they helping you? Are they saying?
Yes, they are. You know, because the one great thing about Armstrong County and ACMH is we're still our own hospital. You can have good quality care if we had enough people right here in Kapanning. You don't have to go into the city of Pittsburgh or down to Fox Chapel, because we can do that for you here if we had enough people.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, having your own community hospital, because, you know, God forbid I have a heart attack. Instead of slinging me all the way down 60 miles into downtown Pittsburgh to go to AGH or someplace like that, I've got a local community hospital that can do the job the right way the first time, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, what are the politicians saying? What's the community board saying? What's going on there?
We have Commissioner Fink here with us right now. He's a very, very big supporter. Another Bob Bauer, our commissioner, has been here with us a couple of times, who's actually worked in the hospital. He's very aware of what's happening, and we have their full support.
Good deal. Anything that you want the listening audience to know about this?
You know, you're right. It's not about bottom line. It's about patient care. And I understand that in a way a hospital needs to make the money, to put the money out there. But I need to take care of my patient. I need to take care of the sick people. These patients need to get their chest x-rays in a decent amount of time. That way they can get their treatments in a decent amount of time. That way I know what treatment to give them after their chest x-ray, and I can do it. We need the people here to take care of you, the community here in Kapanning, here in all of Armstrong County.
That sounds pretty important to me. And, you know, now let me ask you this. You guys are negotiating. You've got some other things going on. But it would not surprise me to find out that staffing ratios was the first line of things that you want to negotiate with the hospital. Angelique, are you actually sitting down and doing part of the negotiations?
Yes, absolutely. I'm okay. Co-president, and I am part of the bargaining committee.
Well, fantastic. And let me ask you this. I mean, okay, so you're talking about. Well, let me see if I can get this. You're talking about staffing ratios. You're talking about crew rest or employee rest. Don't give me a double, 8 hours off, and then another double. Really?
Right.
You know, and I get that, and everybody else in the universe gets that. Just out of that list of how many items you have, you know, where was pay raise, like 6 or 7?
You know, we actually haven't even talked economics and wages yet.
Okay.
We haven't even hit that point.
All right, so you're stuck on patient safety and community safety.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. To our friends in management over there, look, we understand it's difficult. It's trying times. We get it. We understand it. But patient safety should be number one, and you should be doing everything impossible or possible to make sure that patients are taken care of. And I would be very interested in hearing what suggestions, you know, what remedies, what fixes to this problem you want to bring. And if it's we're just going to do same, I'm not sure that's the right idea. Angelique, have there been issues about patient safety?
I know that patients are missing treatments. I know patients aren't getting x-rays and CT scans in time. I know for a fact that within my respiratory department alone, in the course of 7 days, we missed 50 breathing medications.
All right. So it sounds like, number one, you got a raucous crowd out there because we can hear the horns, which is a good thing.
I know, right?
But listen, Angelique, you guys keep up the good work. You keep fighting the good fight. We'll get you back on, and you know, our friends from PassNap always have the opportunity to speak here. But in the meantime, We're going to get going. Just keep up the fire, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. That was Angelique Richards, who's with PassNap. She's a respiratory therapist. Folks, it's pretty easy. Take care of your people, let them take care of the patients. You know? I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.